And good evening. This is John Michael, and you are listening to Oasis Forum. Welcome to our beautiful Sunday night here in New Hampshire. And we have some special guests here coming from Western Massachusetts, all the way up in this beautiful weather. We have Ingrid Bredenberg of Montague and Joseph DeCenso, who will share information about their workshop called Can We Talk? Ingrid is president of Human Innovations Consulting Group, founder of Life Shaping, and author of the Numinescence CD, of which I will speak more a little bit later. A creativity catalyst, dancer, and master trainer and facilitator, Ingrid has led professional and personal development programs for over 20 years. Joseph DeCenso is a counselor and a coach in private practice and a certified facilitator of shadow work, a transformational process work deriving from Jungian and Gestalt psychologies. That's a lot to get in one sentence. He also co-leads trainings with the Mankind Project, an international nonprofit corporation specializing in men's education and training, and is a certified breathwork facilitator. Welcome, Joseph and Ingrid.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for being here. This is great fun because the subject of communication between men and women, intimacy, and really between any two people is really an important topic in this day and age, especially given the what we often perceive in the national conversation as a lot of divisiveness and bitterness. The type of work that you do is really, really welcome. So thanks for being here and being willing to talk about it.
Thanks for having us.
Before we get into what your work is about, I'd like to ask each of you to talk just a little bit about yourselves. Ingrid, I know you do a lot of different things. I only began to enumerate them, I'm sure, with the list that I mentioned just a few minutes ago, with your organizational consulting and life shaping. In your work with people, you know, what do you see people hungry for these days?
Mm. Well, always at the root of everything, I think, is that we want to make a difference. And we want to be connected. And so my work, whether it's with individuals or groups in organizations, is helping people work together better. And I do that through leadership development, and I also do it through communication work. And the work, of course, that I'm doing with Joseph is very specific to connection and communication between men and women. And it's all of a piece, in a way, because it does seem that we all do want to connect and be able to do what we do with ease and joy. And that can be so elusive.
And I've actually been in some of the stuff that you've done, and I can attest to the fact that you're very playful and you really help put people at ease.
Thank you.
Sure. And Joseph, if someone was hearing about men's work for the first time, I mentioned that you were doing the Mankind Project, what would you want them to know about it? Just what are men getting together for, and what kind of impact is it having on their lives? And if you wanted to tell us anything else that you're involved with professionally, you know, what shadow work is about. Do you want to just give us a quick synopsis?
Sure, sure. Well, regarding men's work and the Mankind Project in particular, which I've been involved with for about 10 years now, I think men are coming to those programs with a desire to get more in touch with both their emotional selves and what they want out of their own lives and their ability to create that. So we talk about that with the word mission. We're helping men connect to their whole self and from that place to answer the question, what is my personal mission? And what stops me from living that more fully? So that introduces, you mentioned shadow work, that introduces the Jungian concept of shadow. What part of me doesn't want me to succeed at my mission?
The saboteur.
Right. Mm-hmm. Comes under many names. Mm-hmm. So we're also breaking the code of silence or the isolation that so many men experience, that it's not as easy for us as men to connect with each other in those questions or with those questions. It's maybe easy to connect at sports events or in the bar or in other venues where those conversations may not happen. So breaking that isolation and helping men connect. We actually don't only offer a weekend workshop. We offer something we call an I group, which is an integration group that can go on for many years. I'm in a group that is now, I think, on its 13th year of existence. So some deep bonds that can last a long time. Regarding the shadow work, which I've been involved with since about the year 2000 professionally, it's about integration. It's about looking at the parts of me that I've disintegrated, I've cast into shadow or tried to deny are parts of me for very valid reasons, perhaps, but that each of us comes to a point in our lives where we realize there are parts that I'm needing more access to if I'm going to live my life more fully, more wholly. And shadow work is one way of reintegrating the parts of ourselves.
Shadow work is a fascinating area of discussion, and I hope as we get a little bit further into our discussions tonight, maybe we can touch a little bit more about the peculiarities of the male psyche as well as the female psyche, and maybe have you back at some point to spend an entire session on shadow work, because we could go on and on, I'm sure. It's really fascinating. Things that are hidden in this culture. Do you think things are hidden in this culture?
Just a little bit.